and gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
And welcome, everyone, to the show. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and we'll talk about gardening, landscaping, environmental issues a little bit from time to time, whatever's on your mind. If you got a question, you've got a problem with something that you're trying to grow inside or out, want to talk about bed preparation, soil issues, any of those kinds of things, give us a call at 1-866-444-3478, 866-444-3478. I'm a landscape architect and an arborist and author of a bunch of books on all these subjects. If you haven't listened to the show before, we don't have all the answers. We've got a lot. If you've got a tip for us or some advice, we're glad to take that. We have some of the coolest things that we've learned and pass on to people have come from our friends out there that are gardeners and farmers and ranchers and in the pest control business and all that. So we don't shun that kind of advice or participation on the show at all. We like to have that. So give us a buzz. Our website is dirtdoctor.com, D-I-R-T-D-O-C-T-O-R, dirtdoctor.com. And we do a newsletter. Newsletter's free if you are interested in more information, detailed information. We send out something on a weekly basis for you. Related to the kinds of things that we talk about here. Just fill out the form. Go to dirtdoctor.com. Fill out the little form there for the newsletter. It's free. It's weekly. It's one subject at a time. You can also go to the current one. If you click on the button that says newsletter, it's a word. It doesn't look like a button on the homepage of the website. You can see the past ones, too. They're all archived. Those of you that listen online when I'm on the radio on Saturdays with Bob Webster on his show on KTSA, notice that I was not there yesterday. We miss from time to time when I'm simply not able to be near a phone, and that was the case because I was in Mexico for a few days. Why? Well, the main reason was a wedding. Our nephew, Adam Robinson, marrying the lovely Joanna from originally her family from Germany. So we had the German contention and the Victoria contention and the Houston people and everybody down in Tulum, Mexico, south of Cancun. First time we've been down there in a while. We've been to Cancun, but it's been a long time. It's been about 15 years. And for some reason, the first time we were there, we missed something that was kind of the highlight of the trip this time. We got down there a couple of days before the festivities started. And we went to what's called cenotes. Those of you who've been down there a lot probably think it's weird that I didn't know anything about them, but I didn't until this trip. Cenotes are basically sinkholes in limestone that's a lot like our limestone around here in this part of the world in Texas. And they go back to Mayan times. They were considered sacrificial offering places, I think, at one time. What happens, these sinkholes go down and connect to underground fresh water, crystal clear water. And they vary in size and appearance and everything just tremendously all over the map. There's many, many, many of them down there on the Yucatan Peninsula. And I guess it's a good news, bad news that they have been discovered because you have to go in, you have to pay anywhere from $1 to $20 to go into some of them. A lot of them are still very pristine, and they're very careful to make sure you don't have on any suntan lotion. They make you take showers before you go in and all that kind of thing. But still, you know, you get a little, even though we did it, you get a little bit of a funny feeling that you're violating this pristine, crystal clear water. Assuming that I did it right, and I think I did at least the first part of it after a couple of shots this morning, I put one little quick video on there of Logan and our nephew Adam Austin going off of platforms in one of them. It was the first one we went to, and some people were leaving when we got there. It was pretty early in the morning, and so we had the place all to ourselves, which was also really neat. It was interesting, too, that down there in this thing, you had to go down steps probably 100 feet to get to this first one that we went to. Little bit of catfish in the water, and it come up and nibble on your toes when you were in there. But it was really cold water and really beautifully clean, and we enjoyed it and did a little jumping off of the platforms. You'll see in the video, if you click on it, Logan going off the taller one, which was a little taller than the large diving platforms that you see in the Olympics and swimming pools that still have diving boards and platforms. The one that was shorter was, I don't know, a little bit half again as high as a high diving board, I guess. I jumped off that one. I was chicken to go off the top one, but Logan and Austin did the tall one and alternated. But you can see that on the site. And then also click on, I put a connection for you there if you're interested in these, if you plan a trip or just want to see more about them. There's some great photography and great websites about these cenotes. And what I put on there was a link to the images, and it's the best place for you to find interesting things quickly. Great photography. Click on the photographs that, you know, many people around the world have done. It takes you to that cenote, and you can get more information. I can't even tell you the name of the ones we went to. The names are very similar. A lot of AHs and CAs and things and hyphens and words that probably relate back to Mayan names in some cases. And I wasn't very good about keeping them straight, but you can go in there to the photographs and see all those different ones, including the ones that we did. I'll put more pictures of the ones we went to. One was called Grand Cenote. It was one of the more commercialized versions. Some of them are, you know, have shops where you can buy stuff and all that, and others are just in the jungle. And there's nothing there but the entrance down to the cenote. So anyway, that's where I've been, but we're back and ready to rock and roll with gardening here. Got some not-so-good news for you about SPCA Dogs of the Week. I didn't do a very good job of helping the last two. Sister Leah from last week, still available for our adoption. And this, and before that, Chiquita, still looking for a home. That was the really one with the really interesting eyes that was an older Chihuahua mix, I believe. So check them out. Check them out on DirtDoctor.com, the SPCA Dog of the Week, and let's try to help these great animals that need a home. Bella is this week's dog, 34-pound boxer mix. And Bella is shy at first, and then she gets to know you, and she is really sweet. Then Bella's a boisterous gal who likes to partake in games of fetch, tug-of-war, chase, hide-and-seek, in addition to being loads of fun. She's super smart, knows how to sit, lay down, shake hands, kisses, roll over, and all that already. Her favorite trick is the sit-roll-over combo. And she likes treats and all that. She's a really pretty girl, so check her out on our website. It's Bella, that SPCA Dog of the Week button there on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. This hour is brought to you by Munster Milling Company and Arbico, Arbico-Organics, a mail-order place for all the wonderful beneficial insects and other organisms, beneficial nematodes, and all those kinds of things that we talk about quite a lot here. It gives you a good source of the highest quality form of those products in the country. And by the way, those of you that may be listening to us in other countries, they deal internationally as well. So it's Arbico-Organics.com. We're going to be telling you some new probiotics products that I've been taking for a while. I've done the Dr. O'Hara's product for a long time. They've got some other products. I mean, in the past, they've wanted us just to concentrate on the probiotic capsules, which I take on a daily basis. But there are some other kinds of things from their line, and we'll tell you a little bit more about them today. And let's see, what else before we get to the phones? People are starting to come in, so jump on here, open lines for you at 866-444-3478. Just real quickly, the weather down in Tulum in Mexico was fantastic. The water temperature was great. Logan had been on another trip to Mexico with some other people prior to this and got into a little jellyfish, had some pretty good damage on her arm. I'll tell you, we'll work some of that stuff in as we go, but give us a call. I'll be back after this. It's Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to AskThePlant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's AskThePlant.com or call 956-383-0739.
Mosquitoes are a serious concern. NaturalOrganicWarehouse.com offers all sizes of BTI, misting, and sprayable products for safe, effective treatment of both mosquito larvae and adults. If you're a homeowner, landscape contractor, farmer, rancher, or grower, visit NaturalOrganicWarehouse.com or call 888-998-9669. That's NaturalOrganicWarehouse.com or call 888-998-9669. Better, cleaner, sustainable choices.
My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. They do that because that's all we give them, but they really like it. When friends and relatives drop their dogs by to visit, they won't eat their own food if offered the Munster side by side. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are super high quality. A main point for me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of some of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and also some unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so it's your choice. Munster Natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Black Cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm back. Sorry about that. I noticed that I misposted what I wanted to show you on Facebook twice, so I just put it on there again, the connection to those images of the cenote. So check it out, The Dirt Dr. Howard Garrett on Facebook, and you can see some of the goings-on there. Open line is 866-444-3478. Here's Janella, is that right? I'm not sure where she is. Where are you, Janella?
I'm in Glenrose.
Okay, what can I do for you?
I have a horrible gnat infestation, and I don't have flowers, and watering plants in the house, and I don't have any fruit. Someone said there's something called drain gnats. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, that's exactly what you probably have. Those are basically a little different kind of fungus gnat than you get in wet soil and fruit that's overripe and things like that. Just to make sure, what you can do is put the. Do you have a lot of interior plants?
No, I don't have any interior plants.
Don't have any interior plants or any fruit around or anything? Okay, well, you probably have the other thing. There's a couple of things you can do. One is you can put orange oil down in the drain. You can also use the biological products. You can use things like BTI down in the drains.
I'm on a septic.
Well, it doesn't matter. I don't know how they hang around down in the pipes. Apparently, they hang around in the areas where water goes through and then it drains away, and, it's not underwater the whole time. So probably what I would do would be to flush some orange oil down through the system and then get you some BTI, and you can do it by getting the dunks or the mosquito bits, which is a granulated form of the BTI. And that's the same stuff that we use to put in standing water, to kill mosquitoes. That specific form of BT kills mosquito larvae and fungus gnats and these kind of gnats and black fly and things like that. And so first cleaning it out with some kind of orange oil or citrus material. You could also use hydrogen peroxide and and or baking soda. You can put a little baking soda in and then hydrogen peroxide behind that, and it'll bubble and fizz and all that, you know, like you've probably seen, and then wash it on through. It would be less contaminating even than the orange oil. But either one of those should solve your problem. And then after you've done that, put the BTI in as the final kind of thing. And do it every now and then, and I think you'll totally eliminate the pests and not have them again.
Okay. Well, I put vinegar, but it didn't seem to do a whole lot of good. Maybe a little. You know.
Well, vinegar probably would work if you did it pretty strongly. I put some vinegar in our swimming pool last night. A lot of people, you know, when they do the acid treatments for their swimming pools, they'll put in muriatic acid, and what we use is vinegar. And you can use vinegar at 5% white vinegar or at 10%, either one, and you can use the vinegar the same way in your drain. But for this job, you need to put probably a good amount, like a gallon. How much did you put in there?
I did it three nights in a row, probably 2 cups each night.
Okay.
And it helped, but it didn't solve the problem.
All right. Well, you might, if you try it again, put a whole gallon in, but you're going to have more luck if you do the baking soda and the hydrogen peroxide or the vinegar following the application of the baking soda.
Okay, how much baking soda and how much hydrogen peroxide?
I don't know. I'd probably put a cup down in there and let it sit for a while and then follow it up with either vinegar or hydrogen peroxide and let it sit for a while and then flush it on through. The hydrogen peroxide, you know, one bottle, which would be an 8-ounce bottle or a 16-ounce bottle, you know, that's how it comes at the grocery store and the drugstore. And just a precaution to everybody, these things work really well if you use them, you know, separately like that, but don't ever mix them together and put them in a container because you will make a tiny little explosive device for yourself and very dangerous.
What about, should I do, like, the bath runs? Should I do all drains?
I probably would because you don't know where they're coming from in the system there. So do them all. It's good to clean just for cleaning out the gunk that's in the pipe anyway, and that's why they're there. They've got some kind of environment in the pipe system where they're living, see?
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help.
No problem. Let me know how it works.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Everybody's slow to get out of bed this morning. Got open lines for you across the board at 866-444-3478. We've, at this time of the year, a lot of people are on vacation, and since it's really super hot, some people aren't gardening as much as they are during the cooler parts of the year. But there are a few issues that you need to be dealing with out there. We're getting probably more questions about grass and turf issues right now than anything. A few insect problems, crepe myrtles, having some problems with aphids and scale and various things, and that's what causes the sticky dripping stuff. The solution there is the sick tree treatment, and first step of the sick tree treatment, of course, is to expose the flare, the base of the trees, dramatically. I continue to get pictures from people asking what's wrong with my tree, and invariably the plant's too deep in the ground, and it's especially on fruit trees, so that's always your first step. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back right after this.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Witnesses say it looked like he was in control of the car, and security video suggests the man who drove it into a crowd on the Venice Beach boardwalk in Southern California yesterday did not do it by accident. One person dead, 11 injured. Egypt's highest security body is warning that the search for a peaceful end to a standoff over sit-ins by supporters of the ousted president is not open-ended. It's considered a warning and a threat by the military. Iraqi authorities say bomb and mortar attacks across the country have killed at least 8 people today. The attacks include a car bombing in the city of Tikrit. And rescuers say they'll use chainsaws to cut the snow and ice that's trapped a snowboarder on Oregon's Mount Hood. The man was traveling with five companions when an ice tunnel collapsed and hit him on Saturday afternoon. The other five were uninjured and called police. It's unclear if the man is still alive. This is SRN News.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. Fast forward to 2008, he took a few thousand dollars and in less than 8 months, eight of the worst trading months in stock market history, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD to help take the mystery out of the market, break down the trades and trends you need to know, and show you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular, hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-255-1455 and claim your free copy. Call 800-255-1455. That's 800-255-1455. Trading carries a high level of risk and may not be suitable for everyone.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Faust. Seven men were inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton Saturday. The class of 2013 includes veteran coach Bill Parcells.
I know there are a lot of deserving people out there. Some deserve it more than I do. But I want to tell the committee members that none of those could possibly appreciate it more than I do. I'm extremely grateful.
Tampa Bay defensive star Warren Sapp.
I sit here with the greatest amongst the great, who, as Michael Irvin said the other day, the Bible. Football.
Offensive tackle Jonathan Ogden.
I am so very proud to have been the Baltimore Ravens' first ever draft choice, and I am so humbled to be the Baltimore Ravens' first ever Hall of Fame inductee.
Former Vikings and Eagles receiver Chris Carter.
We have the greatest hall of all the halls.
That audio courtesy of ESPN. Other inductees, Larry Allen, Curly Culp, and Dave Robinson. The annual Pro Football Hall of Fame exhibition game is set for tonight with the Dallas Cowboys playing the Miami Dolphins. This is SRN Sports. The Atlanta Braves topped the NL East by a whopping 11.5 games following their ninth straight victory, 5-4 over Philadelphia in 12 innings. Braves second baseman Dan Uggla with the game-winning RBI grounder of the 12th says he was determined to beat out a potential double play ball to get the winning run home.
Everyone knows the situation. You have to beat the ball out to get a run right there. So everybody's going to be busting it, giving it everything they got, whatever they have left in the tank.
The Dodgers beat the Cubs 3-0. It was Pittsburgh 5-2 over Colorado. Cincinnati 8, St. Louis 3, Washington 3, Milwaukee nothing. American League Finals, Oakland 4, Texas 2, Seattle 8-4 over Baltimore. Detroit 3, Chicago nothing. Minnesota 6, Houston 4, the LA Angels 7, Toronto 3. Interleague play was busy with Kansas City beating the New York Mets 4-3 in 12 innings. Boston down Arizona 5-2. It was Cleveland 4, Miami 3. Tampa Bay 2-1 over San Francisco in 10 innings. The Yankees blanked the Padres 3-0. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Well, I don't know if I've—I don't think I've gotten that connection for you to the cenotes on there yet. It's showing on my computer, but it's not showing on the computer here at the radio station. So, the connection to Google—I don't know. There may be some trick to posting it on Facebook. We'll figure it out here sooner or later. In the meantime, if it's not showing up when you pull up Facebook, just do a Google search for cenotes. C-E-N-O-T-E-S. Cenotes near Tulum, T-U-L-U-M, and it'll bring up a jillion beautiful photographs of these things. If you just click on the button, the image is at the top of the page. Let's get back to the phones. Here's Joe in Mustang, Oklahoma. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Howard. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, I got a problem with my paper shells and native pecans. Up here, it's about a 40-foot tree, but the nuts, when they come, they have the green shell around them, but they're all, like, rotten, though.
They're all like what? I didn't follow you there.
Oh, they're no hardly any good pecans in them.
It's all shriveled up, or is it black and looks like it has some kind of disease?
Yes, sir. I think so.
Which one of those?
Oh, a disease.
Okay, it looks black in color.
Yes, sir.
Well, you probably do have some kind of disease, the first thing that can happen is that you have a variety that's just not adapted there and is not ever going to do any good. Did you plant these, or were these
grown? No, they've been here like for years and years. I don't know how many years. I just bought the place.
Okay, so you don't know whether they've actually produced in the past or not.
Right. Yes,
well, they may have a disease called scab, and if you look at my website, dirtdoctor.com, and look up scab in the library, or just, you know, do research on it anywhere, it'll give you information about it. Most of the other websites will tell you to spray some toxic chemical or whatever. What we recommend, and I'd recommend this for native trees as well as you know, hybrids that have been planted of any kind of a fruit tree, including pecans like you have, is to use what we call the Organic Fruit and Pecan Tree Program.
Uh-huh.
And that's on my website under guides, right on the homepage of the website, under guides on the homepage of the website. And it tells you what steps you do for maintaining pecans. That's kind of the ultimate program. Most people don't do everything that I've mentioned in there, but what got is it all lined out as to what would be the ideal overall thing to do. The basic pecan program would be to fertilize with organic fertilizers and then spray at least once or twice a year with the Garrett juice mixture. And you can add garlic or biowash or some orange oil or one of the other pest control products, at least in the beginning of the program, to knock off any pests that may be there, because the plants aren't in perfectly healthy condition yet.
Okay, that sounds good, Howard.
That'll at least get them healthier. It's still a possibility, Joe, that they're just not well adapted there, whatever you have. They could have planted something that's just not well adapted. So keep your fingers crossed. Do all that, and you'll probably end up with a crop next year.
Okay, can I ask you one quick question?
Sure.
What is good to put on aphids like squash?
Well, aphids generally are there because the plants are not feeling good about something. So you can knock them off with all kinds of things. You can knock them off with just kind of put your finger over the end of the hose and spray a hard spray. That rips them off the plants. You can kill
them. That's what I usually do.
You can kill them with Lemon Joy. Put a tablespoon of Lemon Joy soap in a gallon of water, or even less than that. You can use the products called BioWash or Plant Wash. All of those really mild insect controls will kill aphids, but you have to then also stand back and scratch your head and say, well, did I not prepare the beds well enough? Or
Right.
There's something that's causing stress, and that brings the aphids on. Also, look real closely at the plants, because you might see ladybugs, adults and larvae, working those aphids and eating them. And if that's the case, if you see a bunch of ladybugs on there, you don't want to even spray the soaps and the
just leave them alone.
Let the ladybugs clean it up.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye-bye.
866-444-3478 in Denton, Texas. Here's Linda. Hi, Linda.
Good morning. I've got a problem with some knockout roses. They've been in the ground a little over 5 years. And we've got some yellowing of the leaves on them. Last year, we took some of the leaves to a nursery, and they said we weren't watering enough. This year, we took some, and someone said, you're watering them too much. So I'm trying to figure out what to do to keep them from dying.
Well, rarely is not watering enough going to be causing yellowing and black spots and disease kinds of things. It could cause them to wilt and then have yellow leaves and fall off if you're watering too much. So more often than not, the problems with roses are related to over watering and or bed preparation that's not good enough, and the drainage is not good. The root system is staying anaerobic and not draining well. So if that's the problem, nothing that I tell you as far as disease control will help you. It'll just keep coming back. So probing the soil with a shaft of an old golf club or a long screwdriver or something like that and seeing whether the soil's too wet or too dry is one of the first things I would do. Did you prepare the beds and then plant the roses?
No, but where we live, the soil is just deplorable. It's rocky clay.
Okay, and whoever planted them, you don't know what they did or anything?
Well, they brought in about 6 inches of topsoil, but it's bad soil. It really is. So probably that is a factor.
I think you have discovered the problem, Linda. You can add bed preparation improvements to the soil after the fact. Doesn't work as well as if the beds had been prepared before the planting was done, but you can either do it or get them to do it if you can trust them, to put rock powders like lava sand and green sand down on the surface, cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, dry molasses, organic fertilizer, and then take a turning fork and work that material in around the plants. Like I said, that's not ideal. Ideal would have been to prepare the beds with all that before you planted the roses.
Mm-hmm.
But just spraying the top of the plants is going to be a little bit futile because you obviously don't have good bed preparation for the roses.
Okay, so if I were to choose one of those to try to amend the soil, what would be the best one?
No, the best first choice would be a real good quality compost. Finding that commercially is not always the easiest thing to do. So probably what I'd recommend is putting out something like cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, and or dry molasses. You know, you can buy both those in bags at the farm stores and garden centers and everything. Put them both out at about 2 pounds per 100 square feet or 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and take a turning fork and gently work those materials into the beds around the roots. Try not to tear up the roots, you know, while you're doing this.
Yeah.
But that, you know, if you're just going to apply one thing or two things, that would be the way to go probably.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
And next time it just has to be, you know, better bed preparation from the beginning and you don't have to go through this. Now, spraying the top of the plant and the soil with Garrett Juice. And this new Garrett Juice Pro is the one that actually has the living organisms, beneficial organisms in the product, is probably the best choice. But any Garrett Juice, your own mixture at home or any other brand, be sure if it's not one that contains mycorrhizae and beneficial bacteria, you add that to the mix, a product like Bio-SI. And that's the thing that if you're just going to do a liquid and one thing, that would be the best thing to do, Garrett Juice with microbes in it.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank
Good
you.
Good luck. Talk to you later.
Bye.
The knockout roses are the ones that have been showing up to have this disease that's around that's, you know, everybody else says has no cure, but we've already found a cure for it, and it's the sick tree treatment, basically what I just went through there. If you have it, or if you have a situation like she has, putting those amendments on the soil after aerating, or then doing the aerating with a turning fork after you do it, finishing off with a shredded native tree trimmings, spraying the Garrett Juice, adding the hydrogen peroxide to the Garrett Juice spray at about 8 ounces of grocery store hydrogen peroxide per gallon of spray, will not only help improve the plant in general and feed the plant, but it'll help black spot, powdery mildew, and even the real bad disease called rose rosette. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Rick in Garland. Hey, Rick.
Hey there. I am trying to identify an insect that I hadn't seen before this year. It's black, kind of cricket-looking, has long antennae, has those kind of cricket-looking rear legs, doesn't hop, flies really well, and kind of walks.
Well, it sounds like it's some kind of a katydid. You know, katydids have that kind of physique. It's just that they're normally green. You're saying this one's black in color?
Yes.
Well, I've seen some grasshoppers lately that are kind of different looking, too. And I don't know if it's because of the weather that we've had, this real cool weather, and now we're finally getting into some hot stuff. I'm seeing some grasshoppers that are different colors and different shapes than I'm used to seeing. So that may be the case with katydids and some other kind of critters. But that's what it sounds like. Can you send me a digital photograph of it?
I will try. It is so tiny, and I've got such a cheap camera.
Oh, this is a very, very small one.
Huh? Oh, yeah. It's no more than a half inch long.
Okay. I missed that in the beginning. That's probably still what it is. It could be some form of a cricket, too. You know, all these things from time to time have some different shapes. One of the insects that we have in the Texas Bug Book is a katydid type thing that we call the green monster, and people have run into it quite a bit, and it has the kind of physique that you're talking about, but it's about at least five times bigger than the one you have, but it may be the same kind of thing.
Well, I'll try a picture.
Send me a picture, and I'll see if I can come up with something else.
Thank you, Howard.
Thanks.
Bye.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back after this.
Living a strong, healthy, and vigorous life relies on your body's ability to absorb the essential nutrients from the foods you eat. Excellent health begins with your digestive tract, where nutrients are absorbed and toxins are eliminated. The digestive system's main role is to extract energy and nutrients from food. These functions are compromised, however, when there's a lack of healthy intestinal bacteria. Every day we're exposed to environmental factors that destroy these good bacteria. Processed foods, stress, alcohol, and antibiotics, so it's necessary to replenish them with probiotics. Consumption of nutrients does not necessarily guarantee their absorption, but a superior probiotic supplement can enhance the process. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the GI tract and promotes peak absorption of nutrients for optimum health and energy. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference today.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years, and I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water, a lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. They do that because that's all we give them, but they really like it. When friends and relatives drop their dogs by to visit, they won't eat their own food if offered the Munster side by side. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are super high quality. A main point for me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of some of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and also some unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so it's your choice. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
And I want to tell you real quickly about the new product for me to talk to you about from the probiotics people that make the probiotics that I take all the time. It's a great new eco-friendly vegetarian and vegan alternative to fish oil, so it doesn't have that fish taste. Judy really likes that. It's Chia Omega, or it's C-H-I-A, Chia or Omega or Chia Omega. I'm probably pronouncing one of those wrong. It's new from our friends at Essential Formulas. You know the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics folks. Chia Omega is a high-quality, all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from the chia seed oil. And chia is right because it's made from the chia seed. The chia seed are the richest and most sustainable natural sources of ALA omega-3 on the planet, containing more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month. Don't accept a substitute. It's that good. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet. Retailers can call Essential Formulas to order at 972-255-3918. It's 972-255-3918. Chia Omega. Okay, back to the phones. Open one open line at 866-444-3478. Here's Jonella and Glen Rose again. Hello, Jonella.
Hi. Sorry, I forgot to ask you about my red oak tree earlier.
Okay.
Probably, I've talked to you about two or three times on this. We planted it. It has good root flare. But probably seven or more years ago, one limb started having... is dying. The leaves turn brown on a pattern that goes around the leaf. I've tried to send you a picture, but I wasn't good enough on the computer to show you. But anyhow, it was identified as leaf scorch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the process of the 7 years, we've done all your suggestions. We've aerated, put down all the amendments that we should. We sprayed last year with the hydrogen peroxide. It seemed to help. The tree comes out and it's looked beautiful, it's real flush, good foliage and everything. But about this time of year, here comes that leaf scorch again. And I can't figure out what more or what. This year we put down humus around just, maybe an inch thick, thinking that would give it extra nutrients. But then the leaf scorch came back, and it's as bad as ever now. I don't know.
Well, leaf scorch is kind of a physical sort of thing. It doesn't. There may be some nutritional issue involved with it, but it's burning. It's not for some reason. It's not happy about being there. It's usually not a disease or a situation that'll kill the tree, but it just looks bad. Are you sure that the flare is dramatically exposed, not just exposed a little bit?
It's close to the picture that you put on the website not long ago.
Okay, what's your soil like there in Glen Rose?
Well, this is in Arlington. This tree's
in Arlington. Okay.
But it's sand. It's sand also. Now, the Brit or whoever it was the one that said it was leaf scorch. And my husband looked it up, and it was like a virus. And he keeps saying we got to treat the soil or there's a bug that reinfects.
No. Neither one of those is right. Brit was right on what they're saying. When you have that kind of thing, it could possibly be oak wilt. But when oak wilt hits, the edges turn brown, and then it moves across the entire leaf. And so unless you're seeing that, the leaf scorch is probably what it is. The only thing I can recommend to you, and it sounds like you've already done part of it, is to do the entire sick tree treatment. And that means that even though it's sandy soil, you aerate. You can get a core aerator, hire somebody to come in and do it, or get an auger that you can rent yourself and drill holes all through the root zone of the tree. Start about halfway between the root, the drip line and the trunk. You don't need to go up close to the trunk. And then go out beyond the drip line, and then while those holes are open, you put out the lava sand and the green sand and the cornmeal, the whole ground cornmeal, and the dry molasses, all those materials that we use for bed preparation. You drench the soil with the Garrett Juice. Garrett Juice Pro already has the microbes in it. If you don't use Garrett Juice Pro, buy a package of microbes like the Bio-SI and spray the foliage, spray the trunk of the tree real well, and then spray the root zone. And that sounds like a lot of trouble, but your tree is in trouble. So if you want to really turn it around, that's what you need to do.
You see, it was planted in 76, so it's a nice-sized, beautiful tree.
Yeah, that's kind of unusual that you're still having those kind of problems with it. Something's going on in the soil. Do one other thing, Joanella. Get a probe of some kind. Get an old golf club and break the head off of it and cut it at a bias if you can so it's real sharp, and probe that soil. See if you don't have a hard pan or dry soil or spots that are staying too wet or something that would affect the general health of the plant. And if you do have that, need to work on fixing that, or the other things won't help that much.
Would hydrogen peroxide help the leaves and the soil?
It will if there's some kind of disease, but I'm not hearing you say anything that's making me think that's what it is. If it's any kind of disease, bacterial, fungal, or viral, the hydrogen peroxide will help. What you're dealing with is a physical thing and the health of the soil. I'll put you on hold and had something else. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll be back with more after this.